Hello from the Global Times. I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, at the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday called for the full leveraging of the strategic significance and political impact of big BRICS, transforming the group into a new type of multilateral cooperation mechanism that is based on emerging markets and developing countries, globally oriented, open, and inclusive. China witnessed a sustained tourism boom during the three-day Dragon Boat Festival holiday, with robust growth in spending and travel, adding to a growing list of indicators pointing to the continuous recovery of the Chinese economy. In an interview with the Global Times, Alexei Cherkenkov, Minister of the Development of the Russian Far East and Arctic, called the West's smears on China-Russia cooperation in the Arctic region a myopic and unwise move. China has valuable domestic experience in conserving biodiversity, which can be learned from and shared with other countries to further global environmental initiatives, says Inger Andersen, Undersecretary General of the United Nations and Executive Director of the UN Environment Programme, in a recent interview with the Global Times and other Chinese media outlets. The topic Post-1990 founder brings Chinese tea to the world began trending on social media recently, after the founder of a new Chinese-style tea brand made headlines with his innovative ways of promoting Chinese tea culture to the global stage. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday called for the full leveraging of the strategic significance and political impact of big BRICS, transforming the group into a new type of multilateral cooperation mechanism that is based on emerging markets and developing countries, globally oriented, open, and inclusive. Wang made the remarks at the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting. Some experts said the ministerial meeting, the first since the expansion of BRICS, carries a special significance, as a BRICS mechanism has been ushering in a new era of larger-scale cooperation, striking a sharp contrast to the US-led small circle of G7. On Tuesday, a day after the BRICS foreign ministers' meeting, the foreign ministers held a dialogue with officials from 12 other developing countries, including Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Thailand, and Venezuela in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia. More like-minded partners are set to join the BRICS family, said Wang Yi during the dialogue. China witnessed a sustained tourism boom during the three-day Dragon Boat Festival holidays that ended on Monday, with robust growth in spending and travel, according to data from several online travel platforms, adding to a growing list of indicators pointing to the continuous recovery of the Chinese economy. During the Dragon Boat Festival, traditional cultural activities across the country drew crowds, as many localities organized a series of activities to both celebrate the holidays and boost local tourism markets. Analysts said the growing popularity of cultural activities underscores the huge potential for China's tourism industry and consumption, which is essential to boosting the vitality of the world's second-largest economy. During the holidays, a total of 110 million trips were made, up 6.3% year-on-year, and total domestic travel spending grew by 8.1% year-on-year to 40.35 billion yuan, or $5.57 billion, according to data from the Ministry of Culture and Tourism. The strong travel and spending numbers during the Dragon Boat Festival holidays continued a surging trend of tourism recovery since the start of the year, which further underscored the rebound in consumption and the strong vitality of the Chinese economy, according to analysts. There is an old Chinese saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. China's approach to ecological and environmental protection and restoration embodies this principle. A recent move has further advanced global biodiversity conservation efforts. The Kunming Biodiversity Fund, a China-initiated fund aimed at supporting biodiversity conservation in developing countries, was officially launched via a signing ceremony in Beijing on May the 29th. Witnessed by officials from China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment and relevant United Nations agencies. It is a very large contribution that China has made to developing countries in the global south, in a sign of solidarity to support those countries in conserving and reversing their loss of biodiversity. Inger Andersen, Undersecretary General of the United Nations and Executive Director of the UN Environment Programme, told the Global Times. Andersen expressed optimism about the fund's potential to fill many gaps in conservation efforts. Additionally, she highlighted that China has valuable domestic experiences in conserving biodiversity, which can be learned from and shared with other countries to further global environmental initiatives. Alexei Cherkenkov, Minister of the Development of the Russian Far East and Arctic, discussed the future development of Russia's Far East region, China's role in it, as well as the West's attacks on the two countries' cooperation in the Arctic, in a recent interview with the Global Times. In my 20-year engagement with China, I could see the development of genuinely brotherly and sisterly relations. I believe that our two countries are destined to live together, work together, overcome challenges together, and contribute to peaceful, harmonious development for all mankind, the minister said. He debunked the West's smears on China-Russia-Arctic cooperation, calling it a myopic and unwise move. When any one side is trying to politicize the Arctic, trying to put pressure and spread geopolitical pressure in the Arctic, it harms all of humanity, the minister noted, adding that he is certain that China and Russia will always stand for peaceful relationships in the Arctic and oppose militarization. The topic Post-1990 founder brings Chinese tea to the world began trending on social media recently after the founder of a new Chinese-style tea brand made headlines with his innovative ways of promoting Chinese tea culture to the global stage. The brand's exquisite packaging has won the hearts of countless young people, and the Chinese designs included in their products, such as a red bottle and magnolia flowers, are part of efforts to highlight traditional Chinese culture. New Chinese-style tea drinks are a blend of traditional tea culture with modern fashion. They include not only traditional tea, but also various creative tea drinks, such as fruit tea, milk tea, and tea lattes, emphasizing the use of organic ingredients and healthy options. Fan Shenghua, who is an inheritor taking part in the National Intangible Cultural Heritage Project, Westlake Longjing Tea Harvesting and Processing Techniques, told the Global Times on Tuesday that the boom of new Chinese-style tea drinks is good news for the overall tea beverage industry. New Chinese-style tea drinks have broadened the collaborative models of traditional tea beverages and have played a role in promoting traditional tea culture, Fan said. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure you follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you.